So you didn't help in the hospital?
Oh, I worked in the hospital. Started working in the operating room and worked in...
In Georgia Baptist?
Oh, well.
Up here, too?
Yeah, I worked here. Yeah. So I looked at but I worked at Georgia Baptist and at Emory in the hospital.
Which one did you like better, work in the doctor's office or in the operating room?
Well, I love the operating room.
Really?
That would be my first love.
Gosh. Yeah.
But it became a problem with the family because I was on call and and if I worked at the office, I worked day hours. I was off on weekends. And with the family, that worked out better. But when I was younger and didn't have children, I love the operating room. I love that.
Gosh, I don't think I'd like that.
Well, I did.
So you did everything from helping to deliver babies to... Heart surgery.
Yeah, one that came up. Brain surgery. Really? Some of that at Georgia Baptist.
Gosh, but that was exciting.
Well, long and tiring.
Really? How long were some of the...
Oh, some of them were going almost all day long. You were in there for hours.
Did you have to stand up the whole time? Did you have to stand up the whole time?
The only thing you could do was step out of the field, what they call the surgery field, and somebody would pull your mask down and have a drink with a straw in it, and they'd let you take a few swallows of the drink or something, and you put the mask back on, and you went back to work.
Bet you'd be starving by the time you got out there.
Yeah, you didn't really think too much about food, but you're tired.
Real
tired. It was real nerve-wracking. And so you were just constantly on the...
Why don't you want? Did you ever want to become a doctor?
Well, I'd like to have been smart enough to. I'd have made a lot more money. But I don't know. I really just never thought too much about that. I just really always wanted to be a nurse.
And nurses, some nurses now make a lot of money because they work that swing shift.
Yeah, thank goodness it's improving. I hope it continues to improve because.
For a long time,
first graduated and so forth, didn't make much money.
Because you basically do almost what a doctor does, just about.
Yeah, you actually spend more time in some ways than a doctor does, especially those nurses who work at the hospital. The doctor's in and out for visits, and they're not there a long time. And of course, they have to be responsible, and they have to know what they're doing, and they're the ones that lead the orders and find out what's wrong with the patient. But the nurses are with people.
Right. Did you have to read and study a lot, even after you got out of school?
Yes.
Just trying to keep up with everything?
Yes. Reading, you should go back and take. I didn't have the time, I guess, I thought. But you should take refresher courses all the time. So, like doctors, for seminars and different kinds of studies. And that's what our nurses, and a lot of them do it. And that's the thing you should do. But see, I'd be lost in a hospital now because I worked in the doctor's office for 40 something years. And so many things have changed in the hospital, equipment, and it's different.
How do you keep up with all those medicines and all? Do you
just when you're working with them, it's a funny thing, I guess. As they come along, you learn them, and you just, they just kind of store them up, and it's not that difficult, but it is a job to remember which ones are for. And that's like mistakes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That would have been. Okay. Do y'all have, anything from World War II or any kind of like letters or anything that you have? Did you keep all your letters from Steve?
Yes, we did. Ran out of space somewhere.
Ran out, I know. Let's see. Who was the man from Bremen that was a prisoner of war?
Wayne Wybeck?
Yes, was he related to you?
He's my first cousin.
The first cousin. Okay,
his
I thought...
His father, my father, my brother.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was your brother or not. I can't remember. How did that affect your family? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. His father, unfortunately, died, never knowing that Wayne had been... That he was even a prisoner. For sure, we thought he was a prisoner.
What year was that?
Over the years,
what war was it during
then? It was in the Vietnam War.
He was in prison for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. I remember when he came back, he had the
thing. Mm-hmm. But it was sad, it really was, and you just, you know, you wondered all the time, mm-hmm. and then finally when we, not maybe too long before he was released, that he was a prisoner, and you wonder how mm-hmm. he'll come back, his mind will be good or mm-hmm. bad, or what condition. We were amazed, and a lot of things are wrong with him, but
really?
Health-wise, and they say none of us boys will live what would have been their normal life.
Right.
Because he was tied up at different times and just mm-hmm. tortured and different things.
So did your family just get a letter saying that they couldn't find him, or?
Well, his mother and dad were mm-hmm. notified by the army that
right.
he was prisoner, was missing.
Missing. Mm-hmm.
He was a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And they were notified. And, but he had a wife and two mm-hmm. children. And after it was a known fact that he was a prisoner of war, and they knew, I guess they knew he was going to maybe be released. And when she divorced, his wife divorced
uh-oh.
Him even after.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah. Wow. He came back to got to Hawaii and was told his father was dead and his wife had divorced him.
Oh, good. So you can do that without them?
She did.
I guess so.
His skin.
Gosh,
she
that's scary. So for
yeah.
7 years, y'all didn't.
Didn't
can they not just go in there and get him out? I really don't understand.
No, they didn't know. They didn't even know for years that he was alive.
Oh.
You know, whether he was just shot down,
mm-hmm.
the plane burned up, or whether he was found.
Mm-hmm.
They tried, what, the place to Washington, wherever
mm-hmm.
his mother went. I don't know how many times to Washington, D.C., and met with congressmen
yeah.
and their people. And everybody was trying, I
mm-hmm.
guess, through whatever channels
mm-hmm.
they had or message to find out something about him. But we just couldn't find out anything.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't, of course, the Vietnamese wouldn't tell them anything.
Right.
They just didn't have means
mm-hmm.
to get into them.
What made them finally release him? They work out some agreement.
I hope it was the government.
War was
yeah.
Yeah, and the government, I guess, just, you know, they agreed maybe
mm-hmm.
to release some of theirs.
Some of theirs, right.
I'm sure it was a trade-off. But it was a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But thank heaven, his mind is as clear. And
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he now?
He's 50. What was that the other day? He's about 57.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
His children are grown, married now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, he has. In fact, his daughter lives very close to him in Marietta,
uh-huh.
and his son works for a congressman who's in Washington,
uh-huh.
but he sees him and has a real good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
He and I went into the Navy at the same time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's an organization I think I
yeah, see? I thought you were in that one. Yeah.
I haven't been too active, so you
well, I'm not very active.
It's hard to stay active. I have on here the, let's see, Charles Lindbergh solo flight. Do y'all remember that when he flew over?
When he flew to France.
France, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when his kid was kidnapped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just started talking about that again.
Uh-huh.
It was about
now, you know, they're trying to change the story
uh-huh.
on that song. I've read some of it recently.
Really?
When all that was going on.
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, you didn't hear a lot of kidnappings at that time.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that just was all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It really worried me to death, like
that's
it was somebody
what
I
uh-huh.
knew real well, you know.
I've read.
You heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew a lot about him. And it just really just brought my heart and
mm-hmm.
just worried about that.
Gosh. What about that Scopes Monkey trial? Did y'all keep up with that?
What?
The Scopes monkey trial, where they said that, you know, you evolved from a monkey and all.
Oh.
Some people.
I don't remember that.
I guess it might have been up north then, you know, where they were really concentrating on that. Because down the south, I was never taught that when I was going through elementary school. I thought that was new.
I don't believe it, but I think
people evolve two different ways.
Really?
I think, just like in the Bible, I think that's true. And then I think also that there's a part of the human race that came up from apes. I think that's the two ways.
How did they go from being apes into being human beings?
They just keep evolving, changing, and later on they started, you know, mingling with the two, and then the traits get better on the lower side.
I don't know.
The Cro-Magnon and all that? Stooped over.
Yeah,
you know,
it shows
like,
pictures of them.
Like a gorilla shoulders on him. And lamb jaws.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
I believe that. I always have.
You're going to go on that up here,
no, we will argue about that.
I never heard anybody that was with my way of thinking, but I think that. I think just like the Bible says, that part of it so, but also involved faith too.
Right.
Good for you.
Long time ago.
Okay. Let's see. The only thing I need is I just need y'all to sign this. This is just saying that, you know, y'all know that I recorded John F. I didn't hide the record or anything.
Of course, Lucy.